Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
Waiting. You do it at grocery stores, in traffic, and at the doctor's office. But what if you could skip the wait altogether? Introducing TrustCare Plus, a healthcare membership that makes feeling better even faster. Skip the waiting room and enjoy priority access at any TrustCare clinic. Sick kid? Text your care crew day or night. Get discounts on prescriptions and so much more. Wait no more. Feeling better just got a whole lot faster. Join TrustCare Plus today. Plans start from just $15 a month. Learn more at TrustCareHealth.com/plus.
Roll free record on my count. 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2. Roll A, fade up on A.
Southern Miss to the top. You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour.
First of all, let me say thank you to the Hattiesburg community. Thank you to all the fans that showed up. It was good to be home. Second of all, I can't tell you how proud I am of this football team, this football organization. They made a choice to respond instead of letting last week beat you twice. They made a choice to respond. They made that choice on the way home from last week's game. They followed it up with the best week of practice we've ever had. So now we know what it looks like. Now we've got to repeat that every week, but I can't tell you how proud I am of this football team. Every player in that locker room, every adult, every coach, every assistant, every administrator, heck of a job tonight. Really good, really proud of everyone.
And that's Charles Huff following Saturday night's 42-25 win over Jacksonville State as the Golden Eagles win their third game of the year, matching the number of wins in the two previous seasons. So certainly that is a positive. Southern Miss with 377 yards of total offense, 128 passing, 225 rushing, took advantage of two Jacksonville State turnovers, two fumbles, two picks. Golden Eagles win their third game of the year. Dema Mixon was in the press box all night. Your thoughts?
Yes, really good response from the Golden Eagles. You know, it was talked about all last week. Response from the Louisiana Tech game. And they responded probably with the more dominant performance. The score really doesn't say what that game was. I mean, Southern Miss led the entire time. There was never a moment where anybody really thought Jacksonville State was going to win, of course. Jacksonville State really couldn't move the ball on offense. The only time they were able to move the ball in the first half was after a penalty by Ian Foster. But Southern Miss's offense was able to move the ball on that Jacksonville State defense like I thought they were going to be able to. They really ran the ball well, Southern Miss did, with getting Jeffrey Pittman back.
Three different guys.
You know, 18 carries, 80 yards for Jeffrey Pittman. Two touchdowns, Matt Jones. 8 carries, 45 yards. And what I thought, Jalen Carter, the third string running back, looked really good. He really shifty in between the tackles. He kind of reminded me of an Ito Smith kind of guy. And I think he's going to be really good for them, maybe even towards the end of the season when he starts to get more more experience, more play time. And then, you know, definitely for next season, I think he would probably be one of their best running backs coming back to next season. Yeah, but all in all, really good performance, especially by the defense. I thought they responded really well. Obviously, only 3 points for Jacksonville State's offense in the first half. 4 turnovers. Really, really good play by the defense. And, yeah, so I think it's a really good response. And if Southern Miss can play like that, and if they can figure out how to play like that, man, I mean, you look around the Sun Belt, and you just really like their chances to win. More games remaining than lose.
The defense also had 8 tackles for loss, which I think was a season high. And it's one thing just to stop somebody at the line of scrimmage, but tackles for losses really put you behind the chains and behind the 8-ball the entire game. And I agree with you, Dema. This game performance could not have come at a better time and a more crucial time, because now the rest of the conference schedule is in front of them. They have 10 or 12 10 or 11 days to prepare because this coming Saturday they have their bye week. And then you're going to Statesboro, which we learned this weekend, Georgia Southern is a lot different team in Statesboro than they are on the road. They stunk
it
up.
I believe, Sander, you referred to that as the lock of the week.
I referred to it as well.
Yeah, I was astounded at how bad
we were texting during the game, and I was just texting them. I was like, "Man, we lost that bet like bad."
Georgia Southern was just awful.
They were so bad
offensively.
The lesson here, listeners, is don't run to the bookie based on what these two guys tell you is the lock of the week.
No, well, I hope people already know that eventually.
I also learned at Oklahoma, you know, if your car dealer is Italian, don't ask him to hit me. You're kidding.
What does that mean?
I don't guess I get that. He hit me.
Anyways, back to the game.
Two
things I wanted to point out. The defensive line, you know, they were down Isaiah Gibson. You know, he's kind of – or Jabari Ishmael has been kind of injured, so he didn't play Saturday. Isaiah Gibson went down in the game, and so we're going to see his status. Hopefully he can heal up over the bye week. J.J. Hawkins, really, really good, filling in for Jabari Ishmael. J.J. Hawkins, he obviously had the strip sack in the beginning of the game. I think he had five tackles, if I remember correctly, and two for tackles for loss. So that's really encouraging because a lot of the talk about both lines for Southern Miss was about those second, third, fourth string players who, if there's ever any injuries, if they could come in and kind of fill the gap. J.J. Hawkins really did that well. Blake Bustard also went down on the offensive line. You know, they moved him to right guard and moved Nunnery flip-flopped them to start the game, but Bustard went down towards the end of the game. He was on crutches at the end of the game, so obviously his status is very important to the Golden Eagles offensive line room. He's been really, really good, so we don't know his status, but I'm just saying that the players that came in as far as depth on the lines really surprised me at that game, and that's something that a lot of people won't obviously see just watching the game, thinking about it. But someone who covers it, I was really encouraged to see those second and third string guys coming in.
And that was one of the big concerns going into the season.
Yes, exactly.
You've got decent starters, but what happens if any of them go down? And that really was a big question mark. And that those questions are beginning to be answered.
And one thing I asked Coach Huff about the defense was, you know, coming into the season, Charles Huff said that, "I'm not going to label them as the nasty bunch until they deserve it." And so I asked Charles Huff if after Saturday, if they deserved it, and here's what he said.
I don't think we're there. I mean, you guys have been here a long time. That group's special.
Oops.
No, I don't think we're there. I mean, you guys have been here a long time. That group's special. I mean, that group doesn't allow, when the threes and the fours go in, doesn't allow 14 points or whatever it may be. But I think we're chasing greatness. I think that's what we're doing. Because we are starting to see, you know, some consistent play. We're starting to see some dominant play. If I just wanted to kind of earn the title, we'd probably keep the ones in the whole game and not let them gain an inch. But that doesn't help us down the road. That doesn't help us development-wise. But we're chasing, you know, greatness. And I don't think statistically we'll ever be the same. The game has changed. But you guys have been here a long time. Those guys are different. We're close. We're getting better each week. The one thing that I do think the nasty bunch was, they were consistent. It wasn't one game, a good half, one game, a bad half, one game, three and a half, really, really good quarters. So we still got to earn a little bit of that, but I think we're chasing what has been a standard around here for a long time.
I'll tell you what, I have a lot of reasons that I've learned to respect Coach Huff, but boy, there's one right there that has an appreciation for the past, has an appreciation for just how good that defensive tradition was. And it has, in all honesty, been absurd the last few years to see the students hanging a nasty bunch of banner and to hear people talk about the nasty bunch. Coach Huff is right. They're not there. They're much better, much improved football team, no question, over what we've had the last few years. But he's right, Kelly Sander. They're not the nasty bunch.
He look, like it or not, he calls it the way he sees it, and you respect
that.
He's
right that. About
that. Yeah. You have to respect that. He doesn't hold anything against anybody, but he'll tell you the way it is. But his plan, when he laid out this plan at the beginning of the year, it looks like to me this all culminating in this game against Jack State, which the Eagles have walloped Jack State in Hattiesburg. Games have been different in Jacksonville, but in Hattiesburg, they've really dominated them. But now you've got everything falling into place. If there are some guys that are banged up, again, you got 10 or 11 days to get them ready for a Thursday night nationally televised game in Statesboro. But as you look at this league, and I don't know if we're going to get to it, I think our picks come at the end of the day today as to how we did. But you got Louisiana Monroe, who is quietly going about their business, getting better every week. You got Arkansas State that apparently is tanking. And to your point earlier,
I think in the third segment we'll talk about Sun Belt conference scores. Right. And but you're right, and I want to mention something about that when we get there. Just the way, especially the West, the way it's shaping out.
The Eagles are in this
Eagles,
thing, man.
I mean, I think they're. I don't know. I think it's either them or Texas State that I would think would be the favorites.
Golden Eagles have won three games in September for the first time since 2016.
Yes, and they're
9 years.
And they have a winning record going into October for the first time since 2019.
So is that progress? I think, obviously, that is. When we come back, Marshant Kennedy's going to give us his take. We do Mondays with Marshant, of course. Opening segment of this program was sponsored by Dickey's Barbecue Pit, great friends of ours, a great place to take your family for a wonderful meal any time of the year. And, of course, we're broadcasting from the Southern Bancorp studio. We can't thank those guys enough for all they do to support our program. Southern Bancorp, great place to do your banking in beautiful Midtown Hattiesburg. Marshant Kenny next.
Robinson Electric Supply in Laurel is a wholesaler and distributor that has been powering our community for over 20 years. With everything from conduits to tape, tools to home automation devices, if you can think of it, we supply it. All you need to do is talk us through the project at hand, and we'll ensure you're equipped to get it done right. To get all the electrical supplies you need, visit Robinson Electric at 519 North 13th Avenue or call us at 601-649-1317.
Hey, Southern Miss fans. TrustCare Health is proud to support the Golden Eagles and help keep our community in top shape. Whether you're cheering at the Rock or the Peak, TrustCare has your back with convenient walk-in clinics and top-notch care for your urgent primary and kids care needs. From game day injuries to everyday health needs, TrustCare is your go-to team. Visit us in Hattiesburg and Laurel, and let's keep the spirit of Southern Miss soaring to the top. Visit TrustCareHealth.com for more details. TrustCare Health. Feel better faster.
Southern Miss to the top. To the top. You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour.
All right, welcome back. Eagle Tire West sponsors this segment of our program. Eagle Tire West, they're out on Highway 98 West. Matt Moore invites you to see him for premium Goodyear products, full service auto and truck service at Eagle Tire West. Next to Smith Motor Company, Highway 98 West. Family operated since 1985. Eagle Tire and Eagle Tire West. Goodyear Tires, full service, and big, big Southern Miss supporters, as is Genesis of Hattiesburg, the official auto dealer of the Eagle Hour. Their sedans and SUVs are beautiful, and they're all at Mississippi's exclusive Genesis dealership, Highway 98 West in Hattiesburg. It's Mondays with Marshant Kenny, a great, iconic Southern Miss football player. Glad to say great friend of all of ours here on the Eagle Hour. We're always happy to have his input. Marshant, we were just talking, first time Southern Miss has won three September games since 2016, and I'm going to be honest with you, it's the first time in a number of years I remember them dominating a home opponent quite like they did. I know you like this, eight tackles for loss. They recover two fumbles, get two picks. Anytime your defense has those stats, Marshant, you got a pretty good chance to win.
Oh, man, slowly but surely getting that nasty bunch vibe going. And I know Coach Huff hasn't really given them the moniker yet, but, you know, you see the progression, and I'm definitely analyzing that stuff. And but super impressed with the defense overall this year. I mean, had some highs and lows here and there, but overall, really good play from the defense. Get that nasty bunch title going again, baby.
Tell me if I'm wrong, but kind of a layman's observation, comparing this team to the last two or three years, this team defensively, Marchant, much more aggressive, tackle much better, much more physical.
Absolutely. This is a much more physical defense than what we saw in the past three, 4 years or what have you. And, you know, I'm so hyped up about this defense. Many people saw me wear a Chris Jones jersey to the game, and I love what I see in him. What I love about him in particular, too, he's aggressive as can be, and he's starting to really manage and control that aggression and get his, you know, just not fly around the field. You know, he's really reading well. His eyes are opening and getting in position to make tackles, and that's what the rest of the defense are doing, too. And the DB unit, man, they're as good as anybody in the Sun Belt. And Moten, I heard he only had one throw his way the other night. Is that true?
Yes. One throw, one
interception. Yeah, that's unbelievable. That's unbelievable. We've got a shutdown corner.
It was hard for me to believe, Marchant, that the two teams, the two Southern Miss teams, when you take a look at the effort against La Tech and then you take a look at the effort against Jacksonville State, and I would argue that La Tech and Jacksonville State aren't that far apart, right, as far as talent goes. It's two completely different Southern Miss teams.
Yeah, the beautiful thing about being in America is, you know, you'll get a second chance unless you did something really, really, really bad. So, you know what? I gave Southern Miss a second chance after whatever in the world happened in Ruston. Let's just put that behind us. And sure enough, Coach Huff, I heard, had a few choice words to say to the team to fire them up. And look what happened, you know. Because the last guy I think you want to make angry is Coach Huff.
Yeah, just ask some members of the media.
Yeah, I've heard you guys are... Or, you know, you got to be careful in that room, especially you, Kelly, especially you.
I know he wasn't talking about me. He likes me, Kelly.
No, not Bob and Demi. He's pointing fingers at Kelly just like I do. Everybody does, Kelly. Come on, Kelly.
I don't know about not pointing fingers at me.
Yeah. Oh, he gets you. I'm joking. Trust me, I watch the press conference, yeah, man, and there's nobody he's not got his eye on. So
Does it concern you at all, Marchant, though, that Jacksonville State had 262 yards of rushing?
Well, you know, they're a run-heavy team, and, you know, there were some garbage yards towards the end of the game. And this is where we talked about this last game. You know, we had a bunch of stats, a bunch of throwing yards, passing yards, and we looked terrible. Mm-hmm. You know, and this is one, if you look back at the game, you know, besides the two kind of late touchdowns in the fourth quarter, you know, stats may show that, but, man, we look great. I thought overall that was the best performance of the year, and that was significantly better than what we saw the last 4 years. So stats lie, man. Stats lie.
Now, as a player, Marchant, they've got an off week coming up. Do players embrace that? Or you had a great performance Saturday night. Would you much rather be back on that field this coming Saturday trying to follow that up?
Man, from a player's perspective, when things are rolling along, I hated an open date. If I wasn't banged up or anything, needed some healing with the trainers, you know, I hate it. It's ruined momentum. So, but, you know, I did see we have some people lip up off the field, so maybe it's a good time from a fan perspective for that to happen. But as a player, I hated an open week. And I know my coaches hated me having an open week because they had to keep an eye on me because I had a fun social life, you know.
I will say one thing about the open week. It is kind of like a fake open week because they play on a Thursday, so their game week is officially going to start on this Thursday, I would assume, mm-hmm, right? Or Friday. Mm-hmm. So I guess we'll talk to Coach Huff tomorrow about how they're going to kind of work on it. But since they have that Thursday midweek game, Kelly, the bye week is kind of a weird situation here.
And I want to ask you, Marchant, from a standpoint of, okay, I agree with you that it was by far the best overall performance of this team. The way that the league is shaping up now, and we're going to talk about that in segment three, it looks like Southern Miss is in it to win it. And this, I mean, literally, on the western side of the division, right?
You know,
literally.
Kelly, we talk outside of the Eagle Hour, you know, we talked yesterday, and I got off the phone, I looked at Angel, I said, did you feel the tone in Kelly's voice? Like, we got a shot these next six games. And, you know, when Kelly feels a vibe going, I felt it the way you even talked about it, man. The rest of this schedule, I'm not saying we're going to be favored in all of them, but, man, 10-2 looks really good. I'm not saying we're going 10-2, but damn, that looks good.
And it could have been that shrimp salad I had also.
It was the shrimp salad.
Marshan, but before you put any money based on what Kelly said, let me quote him from Friday.
What did he say?
He said, take Georgia Southern and 17 points. That's the lock of the week. I'm loading up on that one.
Yeah, I know.
Did I say Georgia Southern? Did
I
say
anybody listens to Kelly Santa for gambling advice? Let's talk on the side.
That's a great point.
But I never got to the question that
any advice, to be honest.
I'm with you on those boys. The boys, I think you just nailed it right there.
Can I ask 43 the question here?
Yeah.
But all right. 47 is he on the
phone? Sorry, Kelly, that was rude.
Don't take long. We're tired of listening to you.
Good God!
I'm under contract.
You know what? I love you, Kelly. It's too much.
All right, here's the question I want to ask you, okay? With them just playing their best overall game, if hypothetically puts you in the locker room and on the practice field, what would you want to lock down as a coaching staff heading into the Georgia Southern game now and the rest of the conference schedule departmentally on this team? What do you want to lock down?
Yeah, I mean, the beautiful thing about this whole program is that Coach Huff is a process guy. I just plan on him getting better and better and better, focusing on things they did bad and get better at it every day. And so the process is so strong. I think that's definitely going to be something that's just going to be easy to not let them get distracted off of what they need to do, and that's a Sun Belt championship. Now, as far as something that has to be worked on, if there's one glaring thing from the game, you know, the quarterback for Jacksonville State definitely got free and got mobile. So I don't know about a spy technique or what have you, but we get in front of a mobile quarterback again. You know, that was a glaring weakness on Saturday night. But definitely we got to lock down a mobile quarterback because that's too much running. I think he had like an 80-yard run, 70-yard run on us.
And one of the things I was excited about was the fact that you got three guys now toting the rock at the rock and doing a really
– Man, the running back situation looks so good, man. Those guys run hard. Man, Pittman built like a Greek statue.
Yeah.
Man, I wish I had abs like that back in the day.
Here was one other observation, about 90 seconds left of Marchant. I thought Braxton did a much, much better job of knowing when to tuck the ball and run. And I thought that made a huge difference.
Yeah, one thing about everything here, let's call it what it is. We need Braylon Braxton to perform great. And he is the best quarterback we've had here in a long time. And that was his most impressive performance. And what I love, man, we talked about this the week before, and even a couple prior weeks before that, Braylon's read progressions, you know, 1, 2, 3. Sometimes when he gets to 2 and 3, a little hesitation here, you can just see it. I mean, he's a mobile quarterback. I've joked, he's got a great arm, but he's a running back trapped in a quarterback body, man. He'll run you over. Mm-hmm. And this last game, man, he just looked free to do his thing. I even like quarterback draws with him. Tim Tebow made a living on quarterback draws, man. Mm-hmm. You know?
Well, one thing I was surprised about with Braylon's play was the lack of passing. He only had 22 attempts. You know, the last few games, like he had 47 against Louisiana Tech, 30 against App State, 30 against Jacksonville State, almost 40 against Mississippi State. So only 22 attempts, and I think only 12 in the first half. I know I said I thought they had the advantage on the outside. I thought they were going to push the ball down the field more, but they really just ran the ball, and I think that they needed to. They needed to see that it works.
That's right.
Oh, absolutely. And Braylon's feet, I mean, it's a weapon, and I'm sure they're going to build on that. And, you know, he can throw the ball, but dang, he's dangerous in the open field. I've said it, like, that first regression's not there. Maybe the second's sort of there, whatever. Just take off, go, run. I mean, like, he's dangerous.
All right. Marchant, we love having you on the show, man. Thanks for the input. By the way, Thursday afternoon at 2, Kelly will be giving gambling tips for the upcoming games this weekend, just in case someone out there is dumb enough to listen to him.
At 2, so not on the Eagle Hour.
Hey,
this show.
I also took
kind of genius. It's kind of genius because whatever Kelly picks, just bet opposite.
That's pretty much.
I did
that's
take right. The Warhawks and Hottie Toddy.
Oh, go away. Thanks, Marshall.
Love
we'll
you guys.
See you, buddy.
All right, man.
Southern Miss to the top.
All right, love having Marshawn Kitty on the show. He's very shy. We're working hard to bring him out of that. We'll continue to work on that every Monday. This segment sponsored by DBAT on Hardy Street. DBAT, where you go for all your baseball and softball training. There's two things you can be sure of in your life, Dima, and that is that Marshawn Kitty will never be shy, and I will never place a bet based on anything Kelly Sanders says.
Yeah, I mean, he just told us off air that he said, you know, I lost a lot of money this week. And I'm like, well, you're listening to your own betting advice. Yeah.
But who did I tell you got it back for me?
But we don't believe you.
La Tech.
Yeah. I'll tell you, La Tech is a pretty doggone
good
team.
This is the same guy that said he was betting.
Well, UTEP is also
awful. He was betting the house on Georgia State. Do you remember that Friday?
Georgia Southern.
I'm putting a lot. I'm betting.
Well, I will say, I was with Kelly. I mean, I mentioned that like last Wednesday.
Who picked James Madison? I can't remember.
James who?
Me. James no. Madison yeah, right here.
JDM.
I believe I did that. Okay. Home repair, home remodeling, home construction. Everything you need for your next project, home, lawn, garden. Available at MCS Home Center in Bellevue. MCS is Hattiesburg's new improvement home center. Local folks eager to help you. 7329 Highway 98 West. And also, real quick, Forest Health reminds you, pay attention to this one, Kelly, that keeping up with your favorite team is fun at this time of the year, but the most important player is you. Get an annual physical. Now, Kelly, listen to me. Watch my lips. And exercise regularly to keep your health as good as it can be. Forest Health can help you, Kelly, with expert medical care closer to home, foresthealth.org.
I think his headphones just mute when you say the E word, and I don't think he heard you.
Yeah,
it's a four-letter word. And
exercise.
At MCS Home Center, too, a lot of people are into these like DUI projects, or what do you call them?
DUI.
DUI is something that you do.
DUI is something you've experienced four times in your life. DYI.
Yeah. So all right. So I blew that one.
Are you?
But I'm just saying, if you have any of those DUI projects around the house, you can.
Yeah.
MCS will have
DUI
all that stuff
projects.
Well, what did you got? DIY.
Good.
DYI.
And we're listening to him for betting advice. Do it yourself. That's what it stands
DIY,
for.
Son, I don't listen to him for any advice. I'm going to advise you.
How did I even?
I like you, Dima. Listen to my advice about.
How did I even get hired on this show?
Now, look, I got a complaint. Other than Kelly, and the complaint is
you should listen to his marriage advice.
The complaint, for sure. The complaint is that I sat up to 11:15 last night.
Oh, don't get me started.
Far past my bedtime to watch a tie, a 40-40 tie. And my question to you, Mr. Mixon. Well, I got two questions about the NFL. I'll get to the second question after you answer this one. Why do they have a playoff rule that you're going to play till someone wins, but in a regular season game you're going to play 4 hours, and those men, you know, take a chance on all those injuries and bruises and being beat up for a tie?
It's ridiculous. Like it's actually stupidly ridiculous that we're still in. Ability to tie in a football game. Like, let me just put it this way. Like, think of like Oregon Penn State the other night, or Georgia Alabama, or even Jacksonville State for Southern Miss, for all who are listening. What if those games just like ended in a tie?
Yeah.
Like,
it's
and
as
you,
bad as soccer.
Like, well, like, think about like going to the Rock, taking all your family out there, eating concessions, and like, all right, well, that was a good game. We played good, I guess, but we tied. It's just so stupid.
What do you think,
and it's
Kelly?
The NFL.
The only time that a tie makes sense for me is if you play to a scoreless tie, because football is a rugged sport.
Yeah. But
if there's any points scored in the overtime, I kind of like the old sudden death rule, although I get the argument that teams who get the ball first have a huge advantage if you win the coin toss.
Yeah, but I would think, you say the overtime ends in a tie. Then you go to some kind of shootout, maybe, like they do in college football.
Or a lot of fantasy. A lot
two-point
of
tries.
Fantasy football, they do it on, you know, number of total yards.
I don't think that's what you could do.
But I'm just saying, something like that where they're.
How about just don't have a clock and finish the actual game? That would be so much easier.
All right, here's question number two, and I'll throw this one at Kelly. I love music. And I love all kinds of music. I have a huge music collection.
I've
got all kinds of hi-fi stereo equipment. You know, I collect vintage hi-fi stereo equipment. I love current rock music, country music. There are so many great artists in America.
I'm assuming you don't have a vintage Bad Bunny album.
No. So here's my question. Why does the woke NFL pick a Trump-hating, ice-hating, non-English-speaking thug to be the halftime entertainment? I mean, could we just maybe have someone who speaks English be the halftime entertainment?
No se habla español. No speak English. I mean,
at what point do we get something besides hip-hop music at halftime of the Super Bowl?
Well, Jay-Z, like him or not, he was paid by the NFL to book the talent, and I think he's about eighth year of that 10-year contract, and that's Jay-Z's deal. He books his people.
Yeah,
you know, a lot of people that... Now, what's interesting, and I use that term loosely, about the selection of Bad Bunny performing at the halftime of the Super Bowl, which was just announced yesterday by the National Football League, is that Bad Bunny has said repeatedly he will not perform.
In the U.S. because of Donald Trump.
Right, because of the... He doesn't want his fans to be subject to ICE agents.
Tell our listeners the quote you saw that he released yesterday.
He said that the halftime show will be about him, his people, and their culture.
There you go.
The thing, like I told you on The Office, it's like legitimately if Morgan Wallen or like Chris Stapleton went and performed at like the Eurovision contest or something like that. It just does. Like, why can't they just put... I mean, I'm not going to like just sit here and just bash the guy because I'm sure that, you know, we don't want to do that on the show. But like, why not just put like a Chris Stapleton or a Morgan Wallen
Correct.
It's not that hard to, it would be a much better halftime performance for most people watching.
Let me give you an example of this. This was back when I owned my stations up in the Delta. There was a female country group called the Dixie Chicks.
They hammered George Bush.
And they went overseas and hammered George Bush, and literally their career ended. Literally their career. In fact, the program director of the Jones Network called all the affiliates. I took one of the calls to tell us that the Jones Satellite Network would never play another Dixie Chicks song. But Roger Goodell is going to allow a guy to come perform at our biggest sporting event who is currently openly trashing ICE agents in this country. What are they thinking?
Let's get back to this country, what we need to get back to. And look, you were in television. I did television for years, and people would call and they'll say, well, I didn't like the tie you were wearing. I didn't like the way your hair was parted. Look, people, and this will be the argument that the NFL makes. If you don't like it, switch the channel.
Yeah. I mean, that's true.
And that's all you can do.
Yeah, I mean, that's true.
Just switch the channel.
That is, I'll get up, eat supper.
But to Dima's question about Morgan Wallen, if Jay-Z's booking the talent,
I'm just saying it's an American event. Like it's just kind of
exactly.
It's just kind of
well, exactly. Or is it? But one of the things Goodell is trying to
or
do
is it? Or is it? Great question. Or is it?
Yeah. I mean, it's true.
He's
it
going true. Games in Rio de Janeiro, Brazil. Let me just say,
historically,
Ireland.
It's been one of the biggest American events.
Yes,
and now we're seeing that shift. So I understand the idea to bring in some more international talent. I just think that why not let an American talent do the American
and could there
football,
be a could there be a worse time to pick someone who is just openly talking about ICE agents and the president? I mean, could there be a worse time to make that selection?
I mean, I don't really think they picked him just because of that.
No, but I'm saying shouldn't someone have said, probably not a good idea right now to bring a guy this onto the stage.
But they are obviously trying to make the NFL more worldwide. And right. I know we've joked about her in the past, but if you want an American...
Taylor Swift.
Yes, if you want an American...
I think she would have been fine.
Yeah, if you would want an American megastar...
Taylor Swift.
She certainly fits the bill.
There's no question about that.
And it looks like maybe the Chiefs may not be in the Super Bowl this year.
Well, I mean, there's no question that she would have been a great selection. As would me. Look, the guy last year, was it Usher? I think.
No.
Yeah.
No, it's Kendrick Lamar.
He's an American.
Mm-hmm.
Demo makes a great point. This is America's event. Can we not bring an American in to do? I'm proud to say I'm an American. I'm not ashamed to say we should put Americans first.
Right. Right. That's the argument. Right. Yep.
Anyway, enough of that.
But the answer enough will be that. Don't watch it.
I won't.
And that's all you can do.
In fact, tune into the Eagle Hour at the halftime of the Super Bowl.
By the way,
Kelly doing a solo.
Let me say this real quick. I took my wife to the game with me Saturday night, first time she had been. I asked her to pay attention to our friend DJ Cujo. No one should have any complaint about what that young man's doing. He played a wide variety of music, a wide variety of music. We were sitting close to the band for part of the game. They got to play a lot. Any criticisms of him should go to the wayside because I think he's done a really stand-up job.
All he ever asked was for people to give him a chance.
And I think he's shown that.
And he said, if you give me the chance and still don't like what I do, you're entitled to your opinion. So,
I think he's doing a good job.
And I think most people would agree with you.
And I thought being around the band was so much fun. The band is so cool.
Bands are institutional. I love marching bands.
Oh, they had such a good time, Kelly. I had fun watching those kids, and they're dancing and hugging each other. And that's to me, that's what college football is about.
And band members tend to be a little warped anyway, so I like I like members of the band.
Kudos to the Pride. They were great. And kudos to DJ Cujo. We'll be right back.
Robinson Electric Supply in Laurel is a wholesaler and distributor that has been powering our community for over 20 years. With everything from conduits to tape, tools to home automation devices, if you can think of it, we supply it. All you need to do is talk us through the project at hand, and we'll ensure you're equipped to get it done right. To get all the electrical supplies you need, visit Robinson Electric at 519 North 13th Avenue or call us at 601-649-1317.
Hey, Southern Miss fans. TrustCare Health is proud to support the Golden Eagles and help keep our community in top shape. Whether you're cheering at the Rock or the Peak, TrustCare has your back with convenient walk-in clinics and top-notch care for your urgent primary and kids' care needs. From game day injuries to everyday health needs, TrustCare is your go-to team. Visit us in Hattiesburg and Laurel, and let's keep the spirit of Southern Miss soaring to the top. Visit TrustCareHealth.com for more details. TrustCare Health. Feel better faster.
You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour. The Eagle Hour. Southern Miss to the top.
All right, 4th Street Bar Grill sponsors this segment of our program. I bet they had a big weekend. Good food, good drink, good camaraderie, and a lot of Southern Miss stuff at 4th Street Bar and Grill. We sure appreciate all that they do.
It's a lot more fun to be at 4th Street, too, Bob, when Southern Miss wins.
Oh, you bet. It's a lot more fun to be in Hattiesburg when Southern Miss wins. Super Talk Eagle Hour podcast. It's on YouTube, TuneIn, Stitcher, Spotify, Audible, Apple, Alexa, or Siri. Let me clarify one thing real quick. I don't know anything about Bad Bunny. I couldn't tell you a song if my life depended on it. And he's probably not a thug. He's probably a great guy. That's a slip of my tongue. But to me, it's just offensive in light of what these wonderful ICE agents are and law enforcement people all over our country are going through right now. For the NFL to be so sensitive that it's going to book a guy to, you know, perform at the Super Bowl who is openly trashing those men and women. And that's all I'll say about it.
What changed his mind when he said, initially said he wasn't going to perform here? You know, but whatever.
I think Pink Floyd had a song like that. It was called Money.
Or Momentary Lapse of Reason. That was another Pink Floyd
money,
song.
Money. I thought they don't get paid for the halftime shows.
Oh, yeah, but I mean, you make a lot. Yeah.
Oh, no, they do. Don't they?
And,
I don't think they do.
And, of course, you know, they don't get paid to do it, but I'm just saying there's got to be financial benefit that spills off. You know, but it's one thing about it, you know, stances like feeling so strong about ICE and Trump can be changed by the moolah. Isn't that amazing?
And, Bob, you mentioned how this show is in podcast form. Does that make us podcasters?
Are we really podcasting?
Because Coach Huff.
No, he was talking about Dima.
I'm not commenting on that.
He wasn't talking about it. All right, let's go down the league. Louisiana beat Marshall. I tuned that one out because I thought that one was over, but I was wrong. Louisiana beat Marshall 54-51. Louisiana now 2-3. Marshall 2-3. Boise State slapped App State around 47-14. They're 2-2. Old Dominion beat Liberty 21-7. They're 3-1. Monroe, this is probably the game of the week, right? Monroe now 3-1 beats Arkansas State. I think we all picked Arkansas State 1-4.
No, I didn't. I took the Warhawks.
You did?
Yeah.
Okay.
North Texas beat South Owl 36-22. South Owl is now 1-4.
Man.
USM beat Jacksonville State, as you know, 42-25. And then the lock of the week was Old Dominion. No, I'm sorry. It was James Madison and Georgia
James
Southern.
Who?
James Dam Madison, okay. Who is one person on the show predicted, beat Georgia Southern and the point spread 35-10 in that lock game, 2-3.
You're never going to hear the end of that, Kelly. No,
Jamestown Madison, by the way, which is a lock to lose, now 3-1, Kelly.
Yeah, and any man worth his salt, Dima, would admit that he also made
it. I did. I've admitted that on the show, that I was with you on that.
Okay.
And the one thing I will say, it is unbelievable to understand this, to like think about this. Outside of Old Dominion and JMU, nobody else in the East has a winning record. That's crazy.
The conference is just not very good.
And then in the West, outside of Southern Miss and ULM and Texas State, nobody has a winning record.
I don't think that's a surprise that Texas State is in that group, and maybe not so much Southern Miss, considering what Charles ULM? Huff and his crew. But how about those Warhawks?
It's unbelievable. And when you think about where, like, how this schedule sets up for Southern Miss, you know, at Georgia Southern is a winnable game. I'm just saying, let's just say hypothetically like they lose that. Let's just say the benefit of the doubt, they lose that game. So they have a one loss in the conference, 1-1. You play UL on the road, who, you know, they're injury driven. You'd think you'd be favored in that game. You come home against ULM, you know, you think you'd be favored in that game as well. Before a road trip to Arkansas State, which they haven't looked great.
I'll tell you, Arkansas State.
Surprising.
Butch Jones has got to be in trouble.
So let's just say, hypothetically, they win that game, too. So then you're, 4-1 hosting Texas State?
Well, that could be the game to decide the West.
It really could. And that's just crazy. And that's with saying Southern Miss would lose to Georgia Southern, which I'm not really convinced they will. I think they might actually win that game. Georgia Southern is just pretty good at home. That's the only reason I'm giving them the benefit of the doubt. But if they're even 4-1, heading into that Texas State game, that could legitimately decide the West, with because South Alabama and Troy don't seem that great.
The biggest question mark, I want to finish up this thing about Arkansas State. You got Jalen Rayner, a three-year starting quarterback at Arkansas State. There is no reason for Arkansas State to be this bad, and they're bad.
And they host Texas State this week, so I would assume they might lose that game. They could start the season 1-5.
I think they're probably going to. And Butch Jones, I mean, of course, he had 71 new players on that Arkansas.
Right.
So apparently the chemistry isn't there.
But this was the year for them. You know, we talked about it. This was supposed to be their year to kind of come back, third-year starting quarterback. Outside of Braylon Braxton, he was the only other proven quarterback.
Right.
Other than that, James Madison.
Yeah, it's just I'm dumbfounded as to how bad Arkansas State is. It shouldn't happen. And Old Dominion, Coach Ronnie over Old Dominion's got the Monarchs slowly turned around here.
Yeah, they've looked really good. You know, obviously their only loss was to Indiana, which they played them pretty good. Indiana, you know, really good team in Indiana. They went and just whopped Virginia Tech and got their head coach fired. I mean, they've looked pretty decent. They go to James Madison in 2 weeks. That game is going to be big for the East.
Well, we talk about Texas State. I'm just saying, guys, don't sleep on Monroe.
Not anymore.
No, don't sleep on.
You might have at the beginning of the year, and I really like Brian Vincent. You know, he really thinks that they get the short end of the stick, particularly on these Wednesday, Thursday, Friday games that the league has scheduled. Monroe hasn't had any in 3 years, and he doesn't like that.
I'm really rooting for them to get to a bowl game this year. I think that'd be huge for that program.
All right, that wraps up today. We'll have our good buddy Lee Roberts on the show tomorrow. We're just set up Travis Creel for Thursday to get a fall ball baseball update, and we're going to try to get some of the Dixie Darlings here. They're dancing for the Saints, aren't they?
One of the dance teams is scheduled to dance in New Orleans this weekend.
Maybe one of them can play quarterback.
Saints actually have a chance to win.
The Giants. The Giants.
I don't know. The Giants won a surprise hit. The Giants beat the Chargers yesterday.
I just said they had a chance to win.
Okay. Was that 1%? Is that your lock of the week?
That's the lock of the week. Southern Miss.
To the top.
Waiting. You do it at grocery stores, in traffic, and at the doctor's office. But what if you could skip the wait altogether? Introducing TrustCare Plus, a healthcare membership that makes feeling better even faster. Skip the waiting room and enjoy priority access at any TrustCare clinic. Sick kid? Text your care crew day or night. Get discounts on prescriptions and so much more. Wait no more. Feeling better just got a whole lot faster. Join TrustCare Plus today. Plans start from just $15 a month. Learn more at TrustCareHealth.com/plus.
A SuperTalk Mississippi Media Production.